This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to the Morning Run. I'm Roshan Kanesan with Chuang and Noel in the studio this morning. Pardon the frog in my throat there. In 15 minutes, we'll be taking a look at the political happenings in Malaysia with Jahabah Sadiq, editor of the Malaysian Insight. Meanwhile, let's talk about the distribution of food aid in the country amidst the MCO. The lives of the B40 have been most affected by the pandemic and the MCO, which is now into phase four. With many unable to work, basic necessities have become a luxury few can afford. And to help, the government was supposed to distribute food packages via the Social Welfare Department.
So Pakatan Harapan MPs have alleged that the distribution of food aid was limited to only selected constituencies. And so this claim, however, has been denied by the Women, Family and Community Development Minister, Rina Harun. She has maintained that distribution was made based on the applications received through the Social Welfare Department.
Yes, and we've got a poll running on Twitter right now. How satisfied are you with the government's response to COVID-19? With 48% of the vote now saying adequately satisfied, 27% saying not satisfied, and 18% saying very satisfied. Now, for more on this matter and for some clarity here, we speak to Fahmi Fazil, MP for Lembah Pantai, for his first-hand observations of the matter. Wahbi, thank you so much for joining us this morning. There seems to be confusion about what sort of food aid you received in your constituency, where it is coming from, and the exact value. Could you help break this down for us?
Yeah, hi, good morning. So we were, if you remember, I think quite early on in the first phase of the MCO, the Prime Minister announced that a whole host of measures, including, if I recall correctly, 22.2 million ringgit to be dispersed via Jabatan Kebajikan Welfare Department for 222 parliamentary constituencies, 1,000 food baskets each. The problem was timing. It took a very long time for these food baskets to come to the ground. And when you really look at certain constituencies, 1,000 food baskets is not enough. Some constituencies have more a poor population and those who are more affected by the MCO compared to others. And at the same time, there's confusion. Will it go through members of parliament? Will it go through political parties? So in Lembah Pantai, in my case, we initially contacted the JKM for Wilayah Persekutuan for Kuala Lumpur and submitted a list of names, about nearly 1,000. And then they said, oh no, because DBKL is helping those staying in PPR, so we're not giving to those in PPRs. So that trimmed down my list. And then later they said, oh, okay, we can't give you this amount, we can give you 250. And then I learned that there were two types of food baskets, one via MOF, another via NADMA, the agency for Bencana, so NADMA, and they have different prices. And most recently, we're informed publicly that apparently there are different types of food packages that could be given by NGOs or private donors, etc. So this is very confusing for parliamentarians. A lot of constituents come to us to ask for assistance. And our network on the ground usually is quite comprehensive. And previously, the thinking was that only JKM was supposed to distribute. But I saw for myself that, they would, I suppose, in certain states, yeah, what some of the other MPs told me was that certain ministers or certain political figures were asked to head the so-called distribution in that particular state. So this is whatever the means, whatever the way, the main grouse among MPs is that it's taking very long. It doesn't seem to be transparent. Certain MPs get more, some get nothing. So this morning alone, some of the other KL MPs just reported back saying that they still haven't heard anything. They are still haven't received anything. So we don't know what's going on. The best venue, the best platform to raise and get clear, transparent answers on this is Parliament. Unfortunately, we are only going to be sitting on the 18th of May for a very short time, which means we have to wait until July session to get proper answers on this question.
Lembah Pantai, your constituency is a red zone and presumably it's under some enhanced MCO situation. How many people are going hungry in your constituency?
So just to clarify, every ministry or department may have a slightly different understanding of what constitutes these areas. Yeah. So when MOH says Lembah Pantai, they're referring to the Lembah Pantai district, which covers Seputih, Bukit Bintang and Lembah Pantai. So based on the figures given on the 9th of April, actually the spread, the majority of the cases are in Seputih, where the EMCO is happening around Masjid Seri Petaling. And in Bukit Bintang, the AMCO is around Masjid India. In Lembah Pantai constituency itself, we have sporadic cases, no specific locality has been designated as an EMCO.
So it's not the low cost, the public housing area?
Most of the people who are going hungry are in either the PPRs or the low cost housing. In fact, I find that the low cost housing areas may face a more debilitating condition because PPRs get multiple forms of help. So they have easy access to DBKL, for example. Whereas low-cost housing, oftentimes they're dilapidated. Usually they're poorly run. So you have this kind of compounding sense of urgency and crisis. Not only can't they can't work, they have to all stay in the same place. Sometimes these houses have, you know, easily 7-10 people. And usually food is a problem. So they can't work, they can't go out, and we have to help send. So until today, my office, we've managed to secure some assistance from friends, from people online, and we've helped to send food to about 1,000 families. And over the next 2 weeks, we're hoping to get to 2,000. But my estimate is that if you just look at the PPRs alone, we're looking at about a community of about 4,000 people, 4,000 families, not including the low-cost housing in certain other areas. So you can imagine one constituency, 1,000 food baskets is not enough.
Okay, Fahmi, what more can be done to assist folks beyond food aid, especially as we enter Raya? Could one option be livelihoods and prioritizing jobs and the ability to make an income?
You know, I think it's time that we've seen right now. So basically, COVID-19 is a reordering of the world, right? So a lot of structures have to be rethought. A lot of ways that we do business or you know, we conduct our affairs has to change. And when the government initiated this app to facilitate people moving, I'm thinking that JKM should come up with some kind of an app that people can download, and then they can say that they are in distress. They can say that they're having this kind of situation, and that JKM can immediately, they know where these people are, they can send the food packages right up to them, and we can avoid the kind of overlaps that happen sometimes when one family gets multiple food packages from different people because no one has a centralized list. So I think in the same way, probably something like that would help to make sure that it's more efficient, yeah? and the distribution is it goes to who it needs to go, in my mind.
So, YB, speaking of the distribution there has been a proposal for the government to decentralize the food distribution, form a cross-party emergency council. What are your thoughts there? Will this help the situation?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, you look at Kuala Lumpur, right? 9 out of 11 constituencies are, you know, represented by MPs from Pakatan Harapan. You can't run Kuala Lumpur without involving practically 85% of those MPs. We represent the voice of people in Kuala Lumpur. So how is it that you can sideline us? This is ridiculous. It goes back to the way that BN was administering Kuala Lumpur, you know, and we saw the kind of problems that you know happened back then, the kind of transgressions, the kind of wastages, leakages. We are here to help. It's not about politics. It's about reaching across the aisle to solve this, you know, together confront this crisis, overcome COVID-19, but at the same time making sure. We haven't even spoken about joblessness, and this is a major worry. Right now, people may not have food, but in a couple of months' time, people may not have jobs. So you need our help, the MPs of Kuala Lumpur. The government must reach out, work together with us, and you know, set aside politics. Let's tackle this problem together.
Well, I'm hearing there may be, you know, there are allegations that some Perikatan constituencies are maybe receiving more benefits, but less so for Pakatan Harapan. Is that true?
I think I don't have information on that, but I know that for Pakatan Harapan constituencies, we already don't get the full amount. As you've seen, YB Hannah Yeo, she listed out about 80 constituencies and how much of these food baskets are going where. But at the same time, I think it's really about just understanding we have to work together. And if that mindset can be put in place, I believe that we can work together, we can overcome. I mean, we saw how the MP of Batu was chased out of a centre in an EMCO in his constituency. He is the elected representative representing the people in that constituency. So that kind of mentality, that mindset, has to be set aside. And we've got to solve this problem together.
So very quickly, I mean, has there been any engagement by the government with the PNNPs of Kuala Lumpur, especially since there are four red zones there?
With PNNPs or with PHMPs?
With PHMPs, sorry.
No, there has not been.
And to your knowledge, has there been on the Perikatan National side?
No, I don't know. But the two PNMPs are, you know, one is a minister, one is a deputy minister. So obviously they would be involved. For me, what's worrying is, it seems like all of our whatever that we're saying is, you know, has fallen on deaf ears. Only after there's some kind of outcry from the public, you know, then there is some response. But there is a major lag. For example, until today, MPs are not briefed about localities in their constituencies where the majority of cases are happening. I find out, for example, from third parties, from people who get this information, you know, and I can't verify whether the information is correct. So the last time that as a member of parliament for Lembah Pantai, I received detail, but just to know the breakdown in the district of Lembah Pantai, it was on the 9th of April. Today is the 27th, is it? 27th, 28th of April.
Yeah. Yes,
basically,
it is. 28th.
Yeah. Yeah, basically, it's been you know, 20 days since we last received any kind of clear information about what's happening in our constituencies.
All right, YB, thank you so much for spending some time with us this morning. That was YB Fahmi Fazal, MP for Lembah Pantai, essentially sharing with us his concerns for his own constituency and the lack of information there. We're going into a few messages right now, and when we come back, we'll be taking a look at politics in the country with Jabir Sadiq, editor of the Malaysian Insight. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.